With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. A bill named for a murdered Northern Cheyenne woman had its first hearing in the Montana legislature this morning. Maxine Spire reports.
Hannah's Act, House Bill 21, is one of several in the legislature that draws attention to the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls.
It breaks my heart that these things happen in Indian country. They also happen to Montana people.
Ray Peppers, a Democrat representing the Northern Cheyenne and Crow reservations, introduced Hannah's Act in response to a number of women and girls who have gone missing in her district in recent years, including Hannah Harris. The 21-year-old lame deer woman went missing and was found murdered in 2013. Hannah's Act would authorize the Montana Department of Justice to hire a full-time missing persons specialist to provide guidance to law enforcement and families in ongoing missing persons cases. A companion bill also before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday, House Bill 54, would require all law enforcement officers, regardless of jurisdiction, to file a missing persons report within 2 hours for persons under the age of 21 and within 8 hours for everyone else. Brian Lockerbie, Administrator of Criminal Investigations at Montana's Department of Justice, told the committee he's seen cases where agencies have refused to take a report, feeling that it was outside their jurisdiction.
This is about closing loopholes. This is about closing gaps and identifying them in the system and trying to get them shut down.
Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Council member Shelley Fiant noted that both Democrats and Republicans support the bills.
Missing and murdered women and children is not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a bipartisan issue.
Some of the most emotional testimony at the hearing came from Paula Castro Stops, the mother of Henny Scott, the 14-year-old high school freshman whose body was found just a few weeks ago outside Lame Deer. Castro Stops described going to multiple tribal offices on the Northern Cheyenne and Crow reservations trying to file a missing persons report after her daughter disappeared.
And the person who took my report just put it on somebody's desk that was out for vacation.
Castro said it took 3 weeks for a search party to finally come together and only 3 hours to find her daughter's body after that.
If these limitations are put in place, I believe my daughter would have been found alive.
No opponents to either bill testified at Wednesday's hearing. Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.